The tourism industry in Skagway is on track to recover from its pandemic slump. 1.2 million cruise ship passengers are expected to visit Skagway this year. This is almost double last year's numbers and a 25% increase over the previous record year, 2019. René Limoges-Reeves is Vice President of Community Relations with the Cruise Lines International Association, or CLIA. She sees an increase in passenger numbers throughout the industry.
We know from our research that intent to cruise is higher than pre-pandemic levels. And that's both among people who have cruised in the past and people who have never cruised. Intent to cruise is through the roof. I think there's definitely a pent-up demand.
All these passengers will visit multiple ports, making the boom region-wide. Ketchikan is also expecting a record-setting year.
The Alaska market remains very, very strong. It's a bucket list destination. We know that. When you talk about cruising in the Caribbean, the ship is the destination. In Alaska, Alaska is the destination for all the reasons that we live there. The beautiful mountains, the wildlife, the glaciers. And I think people love to be immersed into small communities.
Skagway is preparing for the influx. Jamie Bricker is the town's tourism director. She loves seeing the town come to life.
It's so exciting. I just had coffee with a friend this morning, and there were a ton of new people walking into the coffee shop. Lots of hustle and bustle on Broadway. You see people packing in inventory into the retail shops and doors open, getting that fresh air circulating through each building, and everybody's moving around and preparing for the season around here.
The first cruise ship will arrive on April 18th. And the last one is scheduled for October 25th. This makes for a longer tourism season than in years past. Businesses will have to adapt to that timeline.
I think there's a varying degree of acceptance in terms of opening earlier and staying open later. There's also other factors that each business has to consider, like whether or not they have enough staff to cater to that early group of people or staff that will stay late into the season, and does it justify them staying open? I think that's a decision that each business will have to make for themselves, and it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds in Skagway.
Bricker is optimistic staffing needs will be met.
I have heard great things about the hiring for this year as opposed to the last several years in particular. Folks are staffed up. It's refreshing to hear that people are ready to come back to Skagway and ready to work for the summer.
Changes on the waterfront also contribute to the increased number of visitors.
There's a trend within the industry of having the larger ships that can accommodate more passengers. And we've got four berths that have been improved to accept some of these larger ships. Right now, we're maximizing that infrastructure in the best way possible to maximize the number of people that can come to Skagway. And so all of those things have led to that growth.
René Limoges-Reeves of the Cruise Lines Association sums up why so many visitors want to go to Skagway in the first place.
It's a gem in Alaska's jewelry box. We know that people go to Skagway, they see a beautiful little town that is extremely welcoming. We have wonderful excursion opportunities there. It's a historical location, and we're thrilled to go.
This year, part of the waterfront is returning under the municipality's control after a 55-year lease to a private company. Associated docking fees from now on are paid to the municipality. To mark the occasion, there will be a ceremony at Skagway's Shoreline Park on April 19th, the day after the first docking, at 5 p.m. Limoges-Reeves says this year, 60 cruise ships will dock in Haines, bringing in 75,000 visitors. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.